can you tell us about those storms?
What we can tell you is that, yeah, they were severe. I don't think right now anyone has made an official confirmation of a tornado, although on radar, there was a storm that was in Ida County that had definitely, and it worked into our Herkimer County, that had definitely had tornado signatures on it, very strong suggestion that it was a tornado because of rotation within that storm, a strong, tight rotation. We're going to actually do a storm survey today to find out whether this was, delineate whether this was microburst damage or tornado damage.
How exactly do you survey damage? What do you look for?
We look for the type of destruction, whether it was, which suggested convergence or divergence. Basically, if the trees are, if the winds are blowing inward, that's a strong suggestion that there was a tornado. But if it's straight line wind and it's more of a divergent pattern, then it will have a different signature. Something you're trained to do as a meteorologist. You know, we look also to see if the path is very concentrated or it gets spread out. If it gets spread out, it's probably a microburst. But if it's a more concentrated path, that generally suggests a tornado. So we look for those kind of things when we go, and we usually can make a call pretty easily once we see the damage.
What is a microburst exactly?
A microburst is basically when winds come down from a thunderstorm. They're basically, they're coming down with the precipitation. It taps into strong winds aloft, and that wind field comes down to the ground and spreads out. It's like if you took milk and spilled it on the ground, and when it splatters, that kind of accelerates the wind. That's kind of the same thing in a microburst with the rain coming down with the wind, and it spreads out very quickly. Again, it's a divergent wind field. But, see, people have to realize that a strong microburst can cause as much damage as certainly a weak tornado.
Do they happen a lot, or is this a rare occurrence?
They're actually fairly common. I mean, they usually happen in a very small area. That's why if they're a larger area, you call it a macroburst, but usually, unless it's a very strong, like a derecho, very strong organized system, which last night really wasn't quite that strong, but it was certainly strong in elements. And it can happen sometimes in areas where people don't live, so a lot of times they go undetected. But they're actually fairly common.
Now, being in the newsroom, the Weather Service alerts have been going off a lot lately, so that sort of suggests there's been a trend in these weather patterns. What can you say about the severe storms that have been rolling across the state for the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, you're right. It has been a little more active perhaps than usual. It's certainly at or a little bit above average for this time of year. This is our active time of year, but I think what's been happening is the polar jet stream has been a little stronger and a little further south than it normally is this time of year. Usually by this time of year, it begins to lift up into, towards Canada and weaken, but it's definitely been strong for probably a couple of reasons, maybe something to do possibly with the developing El Nino. But again, either way, it's been a little stronger than normal, and yet we've had plenty of hot, humid air in the southern part of the country, so that we've been able to have systems a little more potent than normal, and that's causing more spin in the atmosphere and more energy for these storms to thrive on.
Do you think that's going to continue in the coming weeks and months?
I think it's going to continue for at least the next week to 10 days. It might be a shift after that, but again, I would say, because we might have some active weather again a little bit today, but again, early next week, it looks like there are signals that it could become quite active again. So, yeah, it could continue for at least another week to 10 days.
So what would you tell folks to do to prepare in the event of the severe storms continuing?
I would say just basically go about your normal daily routine, but keep an eye to the sky. Always keep an eye to the sky, and always keep a tune to the forecast, because I think we've done a pretty good job of alerting people the days that we're going to have activity. So we'll keep on top of it. And I do see already a problem for early next week.
The sort of geography of places like Tornado Alley and Dixie Alley, mm-hmm. How does our region compare with that in terms of generation of tornadoes and severe storms?
Well, we obviously don't have the perfect conditions that they have out in the plains, but we do have in valleys an enhanced flow that can actually help to cause rotation. It seems like lately, in the last couple of years, a lot of our tornadoes have been near or in the Mohawk Valley. There for a while, they were down in Litchfield County and then Dutchess, but the Mohawk Valley has become quite active, and it does enhance wind shear. Because of the valley, kind of the wind funnels more towards the east or southeast and versus a southwesterly flow when you get away from it. So that can enhance low-level, what we call a shear, and that can help possibly rotate thunderstorms. And we've seen it over and over again, certainly in the last couple of years. So we do have little interesting pockets of that where tornado genesis is favored, and that's one of them, Mohawk Valley.